It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
Welcome to The Terrible Take, a daily segment telling Steeler Nation what's on our minds. I'm Melanie Friedlander. Beating the Ravens at Baltimore on a cold and rainy day was a sweet victory for the Steelers. It gave them a 5-1 record in the AFC North, the best of all four teams in a competitive division by a wide margin. It gave them a 71% chance of making the playoffs, according to the New York Times calculator. And it gave a strong finish with a 3-game win streak to provide some momentum if things fall their way today and they punch a ticket to the postseason. But it wasn't all good. In the third quarter, NFL sack leader T.J. Watt went down with a knee injury, the result of a collision with teammate Montrevious Adams. He was quickly ruled out. Per Ian Rappaport last night, he likely had a grade 3 MCL injury. If that had been confirmed by MRI today, Watt could miss 6 to 8 weeks before returning to play. And even if the Steelers did catch some playoff magic and make a deep run, there wouldn't be enough time for Watt to rejoin his teammates. But better news came this morning from a very reliable source, with his brother J.J. Watt reporting on a pregame show a grade 2 MCL sprain and no other damage. He predicted a couple of weeks of rest and recovery. In the past, the math was simple. With Watt playing, the Steelers are likely to win. With Watt sidelined, they almost always lose. In 2021, the year he won Defensive Player of the Year, Watt missed only 2 games. Pittsburgh lost both. Last season, Watt suffered a pectoral injury in Week 1 and was out for 7 games. The team went 1-6 without him, despite strong performances from fellow pass rusher Alex Highsmith. It's logical to think that any hope of ending the long drought of playoff wins for the Steelers is dramatically lower if Watt is missing. He is a difference maker on every play, and no one can truly replace him. Last year, there weren't many options. Without using Google, could you even tell me who was the backup that filled in for TJ in 2022? No disrespect to Malik Reed, who played almost 400 snaps in Watt's absence, and to Marvin Leal, who lent a hand on the edge as well. But this year, things are not as dire as last season when it comes to the outside linebacker depth chart. Marcus Golden and rookie Nick Herbig have been solid in their opportunities when they get on the field. Golden, in his 9th year in the league and his first with Pittsburgh, played 230 snaps on defense and had 4 sacks. Herbig has certainly made the most of his 191 defensive snaps, with 2 forced fumbles, 1 which he recovered, and 3 sacks. Yes, the loss of TJ Watt is huge, but with better talent available to step in and both starting safeties ready to return, the defense is in a better position than in prior years. If things go the Steelers' way today and they get that wild card spot, the pass rush won't be as formidable, but it might be just fine. That's my take. You can follow me on Twitter at GirlSurgeon. Check out The Terrible Take every day at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. Follow us on SteelersDepot.com. And check out The Terrible Podcast with Dave Bryan and Alex Kozora every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.